Hello.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good to hear your voice again. No, it's excellent, absolutely excellent.
Great stuff.
Yeah, no, you heard my message, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've literally I've been having microphone problems with my iPad, so I was scrabbling to get the microphone to plug into the iPad. So, but
When now or
yeah, just now,
before?
yeah, and I'd had heard your
Okay.
messages previously.
Yeah, no,
So.
the whole setup, it got me quite worried there to start up because the whole thing was so weird around here.
Right.
And but I went out to loads of radio stations just saying that if this would be a setup, you know, a detour, what do you call it? Not the real, a deep deploy, no.
A
Yeah, you know
decoy,
what I'm saying.
a decoy.
Decoy, yeah,
Yeah.
because I had a very strong feeling because the security, nothing made sense at all. And but it would have be the perfect setup for a false flag and then blame it on the truth movement, you
Yeah.
know.
And didn't a Danish MP come out
Empty
today
hotel,
to speak
get.
to some people?
Sorry?
A Danish MP came out to the fence and spoke to some people today, is that right?
Somebody came out to speak. You're breaking up. Are you talking about a Dutch politician or something like
Ah,
that?
that's right. Yes, sorry, not a Danish, a Dutch politician. Yeah.
I heard that somebody went out there, but I've done interviews all day, so
Right.
I didn't see him. I don't have no idea who it was. But the whole thing is that we sort of diffused the whole situation from very tense to today was just absolutely beautiful.
Right.
People, the police were laughing, hugging, and I made a public speak. And after when I ended it, I got a group hug of about 40 people.
Wow,
So,
what an amazing thing. What did
it
that feel
was
like?
no. It felt absolutely wonderful because, I mean, the thing that we're talking about are really, well, you know,
Yeah.
dark and not very nice. But to come in from a totally different direction, with the intention of love and how to lift the whole thing, that just it was just amazing because I was speaking to the Bilderberg group as well, and I mean, they're on the inside. I don't know if anyone listened, but at least they were there, if it was not a decoy. But it seems like at least some of them are in there.
Right. So have you seen
So,
evidence of that, sort of the limos and all that kind of thing?
yeah, but I tell you, I saw four or five of them. I have not seen anyone I recognize. There are people in there with name tags and so on, have not seen anyone I recognize. So
Right.
I'm still not. They say that they saw Queen Beatrix, and they say that they've seen. The Spanish Queen, they say, I don't know whoever they saw, but I'm still not convinced because the security came so late. I mean, like after they started arriving, and then I have no idea if this thing that I went out with these warnings about the false flag, if that have had any. I hope it had an effect if that was the setup.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Because it's just for one thing, which was been good, is that there were very few people turning up, which is perfect because that is a way of not them not doing it, you know, because they can't get the effect going.
Yes.
And also, but the people who were there have been really quality people, really, really nice. And
Okay.
this
It's
morning,
actually a city centre venue as well, isn't it?
super city venue, and the whole thing is when you look at it, it's also like in front of the hotel. There's a big open space where, if there would be an explosion, that would just take care of the whole thing without damaging the other buildings. And all the other buildings are insurance companies, bank, police headquarters, and so on. So it's the whole thing would be surrounded by buildings controlled by them,
Yeah.
and. And this morning it was almost like a last attempt when I came there. I was one of the first who arrived, and somebody had made a massive big pentagram with the railroad sleepers, you know, these wooden heavy things.
Yeah.
A massive big pentagram, two of next to each other, where the truth movement was supposed to be. And I just thought, okay, if this would be the setup of a force flag, you know how clumsy they are and how over the edge trying to paint someone black.
Yeah.
I said, if there would be aerial photos of, you know, riots, smoke, bombs, and then a big pentagram where the truth movement is, what would that look like?
Wow. Yeah.
What an image. I mean, that would be spread all over the world, just saying, oh, demonizing the truth movement, and then making it, you know, the path to ban all type of legal rights for protests or tickets and so on. So, but as soon as I saw it, I mean, I was more or less the only one there. I said, I'm not in for this. So I started pulling the whole thing, cleaned the whole thing up, so it's been...
Wow, what a
do you know when light meets darkness one of these days, and ended really nice. Mm. The police were there. There was someone that had stickers on the bulletproof things where it said love. I just love it. I have a photo. There's two police officers, one on each side of me. They're looking the other way, and on their vests, their stickers saying kærlighed, which means love in Danish. And when I gave this speech, I was talking to the police there as well, but you know, in a super friendly way. Mm. And I was almost arrested the other day because I walked in the street and this police car pulled over.
Wasn't a journalist arrested?
Yeah, no, there were two people arrested.
Right. Okay.
And so I was still nervous, and I went to the court. It was going to be picked up, but there was no there. And we go to the side, and I was just walking up and checking because there was no security, no nothing, didn't any sense at all. And then.
Ole, sorry, you're really badly breaking up. Can I just ask you to stop the video? And if you could just get the audio, please, because then I think it won't break up.
I don't know if it's better.
That seems better. Okay, so just say that last piece again, because I think you were talking about the names of some journalists.
No, there was Luke Rodovsky, yes. and one from a Canadian documentary. His name is Dick. His last name is Dick. Dennis Dick or something like that. I don't know him.
Okay.
But these two were taken in because they refused to delete footage. They had been inside the hotel, and I think they filmed some, and I believe that they refused, so they were taken. And then when I was walking down the street, I did not do anything, and this police car pulled over. Two really nice policemen came out and just demanded to see ID, and I totally refused. Very friendly, but I said, last time I was in Denmark, it wasn't a police state, so I'm not going to tell you my name. And it ended up in like 10 minutes, but very friendly, very calm. There were very nice police officers, but and then he said he insisted that he would have to arrest me if I didn't tell him who I was, and I said, okay, fine, no problem. And at the same time, while we were standing there for such a long time, because I said, do you know really who you are protecting? In at this point, we were standing right in front of the Marriott Hotel. Because you are actually protecting them from people like me. I'm a normal citizen of this country who are paying your wages, and you are defending a group that stands for very, very dark things in the world. Mm-hmm. So I said, so are you aware of this group? He said, no, I'm not interested in politics. I said, it's not politics, it's criminals. It's on a totally different level. I'm not interested in politics either.
Right.
Anyway, so we kept on there for 5-10 minutes, and while we were standing there, there were other people coming around, surrounding us, you know, other journalists and people from InfoWars and so on, starting to ask the police questions. And then it ended with me saying, okay, fine, I know you can arrest me, but I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. It would just, you know, waste a lot of time. I know you will book me, we'll go down to the station, you will give me a cup of coffee, you will ask me for my name, I will say I will not tell you. I will stay there for a while, then I will pay a fine, and you maybe if you're a kind police officer, you will drive me back here. Total waste of time. So I said, let's do it like this instead. You promise me, you go home, look up on the internet the Bilderberg Group. You study who it is that you are protecting from us, the normal people. And if you promise to do that, I will tell you my name. So he said, okay. And then I told him my name. I gave him a false address. I gave him a false everything. But the name I said, correct. And I said, so now you're going to go home and study that? And he said, no. And I said, this is not right for being a police officer, but that is something you have to live with.
Yeah.
And then he started checking my name, and I felt, you know, they were in a situation where suddenly they were surrounded by people asking them a lot of questions, making their life a bit tricky. So I felt fine. And while he was checking my name where he couldn't find, I just took off and took for a walk. But hopefully,
he just walked
away. That, yeah.
Wonderful.
But hopefully this guy, I hope maybe, you know, somewhere down the line, he might be interested in, I wonder what this guy was all about.
Yeah.
You know, so
because
it's
even,
been.
Even so, even though somebody might say, no, I'm not interested, blah, 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 it might just have that spark.
I know, but that's exactly it, because I met him not with aggression. I met him not with fear. Mm-hmm. We had an eye contact for about 2 minutes where no one said anything. And I just looked in his eyes. He had very gentle, kind eyes. I mean, this was a nice man.
Right.
But he was in a position not knowing what he was doing, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, demanding things from me that is not okay. I'm not going to tell him, you know, I'm not going to be on these type of rules that not even he has decided.
That's right.
So anyway, so I've been nonstop doing interviews here on the TV, radio, you name it. So hopefully it's going to come.
Hopefully the word gets out. So tell us, give us a flavour of the speech that you gave today before the before the group hug.
The flavour was that I started telling that I come from a family in Denmark that was very active in the resistance movement in Denmark against the Nazi occupation, and that I grew up with all these stories about how important it is to stand up for what is true and right, even though you are Mr. Nobody and a single person. And I just continued and then talked about the historic, the value of studying history, just like you're into, to see the roots of where these people come from, the power coalitions, that where they come from and why they have created these different things like the Bilderberg Group, the agenda, the hidden agenda, and what they are doing to this beautiful place. And that I do not come here to spread fear or hate or anger or promote violence in any way, but I do promote total bravery, courage, stand up in transparency, and just exposing them fearlessly. I don't know. I was gone for like 20-25 minutes or something like that. And I read, I don't know if I've on someone on your shows have read out the lyrics I wrote in 97 about the From Prison to Paradise. I'll do that on another show. I can read it,
yes,
because these lyrics are really still very valid. But the whole thing is how to meet this dark force and meet them with this high frequency called love,
right,
and how to deal in situation, even though you're threatened, even if somebody puts a gun to your head, if you can still stay in that frame of mind, many, many times these miraculous things happen that just diffuses this danger. And suddenly you become friends instead. But if you get scared, if you get into fear mode, the chances of you getting hurt are very, very big. So, and also how to raise the energy so that you can handle these things and live by example, you know, and especially by raising the energy inside of you by feeling deep gratitude for your life and your beautiful family and all your friends and whatever you have in your life. And also by raising the energy by going out and helping other people that really need it, you know, to spread kindness now, instead of drive-by shooting, do drive-by hugging or whatever, you know. And
now you've brought a lot of positivity to today and to the last few days. Has there been anybody there that has has taken what I would imagine the mainstream media would expect. They've taken a very negative view. They've been calling for violence. They've been calling for you know, dissent and you know, damage to be done. Has there been any of that there that you've witnessed?
Yeah, they tried. I mean, this is the whole thing. I mean, it's fun when you see them, when you start seeing provocateurs, when you start seeing how they try to get it going. But if you don't play their game, it almost becomes funny. You know, like, right. I saw this guy who, he was walking up and down in the crowd. And do you know, like, with security people or undercover people that are former military or policemen, you can spot them a mile away because they have a special type of walk when they've been like bodyguards outside embassies and standing 5 hours and doing nothing with shades on. They have a special way of walking up and down, you know, with long yes. steps, very controlled. And the people are often very centered, you know, secure. They work, they move with a certain dignity and a thing like that. I spotted this guy. I thought he was a documentary filmer from Canada, the guy they arrested, because they look kind of similar. And so I went up and said, "Hi, are you from Canada?" And he said, "No, I'm from Ireland." Okay, tall guy, really tall guy, very cool appearance, like that. And so we started talking. I introduced myself. He did not mention his name at all. And while we were standing talking, another guy came up and said hello to him. He did not give out his name. So I said, "Okay, so you're Mr. X." And he did not smile or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Do you know, I don't understand the population of Denmark." "Okay, in what way?" I said, he said, "Why don't they just storm the building and drag these people out, you know, drag them out and show them who's in charge?" And I said, "In my opinion, absolutely the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
You go with violence against these people, they will hit back hundredfold, you know. They will use that as an excuse to just squash you. Not the way to go." And then he said, So why don't you get everybody out here to sit down and meditate?" I mean, it was that 180-degree turn? And for me, that was a typical, you know, infiltrator just yeah. checking out, are you into violence? Are you into, you know, are you New Age, whatever? But just being there, so, but instead of getting into his game, I just laughed at him and gave him a friendly hug, not hug, but like that. And I said, "Well, that's a lot better idea, but it needs more than that. You also need the courage to be able to be part of transcending this whole thing by exposing it. And anyway, Mr. X, you have a nice day and take care, you know." And then he walked away with his same slow stroll, and I have absolutely no idea who he was. But, you know, you can spot them like a sore toe. Sometimes, like, you do not fit in. And then I love it when they try to do provocateurs, you know, they come in with hoods and stuff. Check out their shoes. Every time their shoes, they got identical shoes, and many times it's police boots. It's like, come on, you can do better than this, you know.
It's like, do you think they want to be spotted?
No, God, no. Many of them, they're just not very clever, I would say.
Right.
But they're very different. I would say, since I've been in this kind of world for quite a while, I mean, you got super intelligent, very highly skilled, very disciplined people. These are the people you have to be aware of. And then on a lower level, you got these, I don't know what you want to call them, but not too clever. Mm-hmm. And but these are also often the people they send into crowds to stir the whole thing up.
Yeah, they're just the hired thugs. We've seen lots of examples of it in the Ukraine recently as well.
Yeah, hired thugs, that's the name.
Yeah.
So, and no, it's been a good day. I've been approached by some really weird people, you know, saying that they think that they're the Antichrist and whatever. Okay, fine. I said, It's more or less, bless you, brother, and I hope you're going to sort this out. If I were you, I would choose the light every time you're in this. Am I going to go the beast way or the light way? I would say go the light way, and yeah. Off you go. Yeah. But some weird people.
So what's been the highlight for you so far?
The highlight, that was the group hug.
That was a group hug.
Yeah. No, but that was amazing. It's the first time I've given a speech out in the open like this. And before I was invited here, I mean, I come not as a member of any group, or I'm not an activist, I'm not a demonstrator, I'm not, you know, I've come here to meet friends with uniform, without uniform, friends in the elite, if they choose to have the balls to step forward, you know. So I lost the thread now, but it's been a really good day.
Good, good. So far, the suspected false flag hasn't happened, thankfully. And let's hope it stays that way.
I'm so grateful for that, because the whole setup, I mean, this location... Hmm. For a false flag, I tell you, that would be super. You get the whole crowd in, but you need a couple of hundred people at least in the truth movement, or maybe a couple of thousand would have been a lot better, you know, to get the whole feel up. You get them into an area, and the area is totally controlled, and the buildings, they control all the buildings around them. All of them are banks owned by the elite, or insurance companies owned by the elite, or the police headquarters right there. And then you got this hotel right in front of the whole thing, facing the whole thing. Also, if you want to blow it up, they would, I don't know if I'm repeating myself now because I've been talking so much today.
Fine.
Okay, if there was an explosion, it would just go straight forward, right out over the crowd, and not damage, do a lot of damage to the other buildings.
Who do you suspect put that pentagram there? Because that must have taken some organization. It must have taken a few people to put that there. If we're talking about train sleepers, they're heavy things.
I tell you, I was sweating like a pig getting them away. I pulled them away, all of them. And the thing, I thought somebody has put them here during the night. Not true, because an hour or two later, I was confronted by two, I would say, kind people, but a bit odd. It was a Norwegian lady, and I don't know if he was Danish or Norwegian. They came on a bicycle with sort of like flower power painted. She was sitting in the front in a box, and they said that they were doing a workshop in there, a light workshop, and that this was a star sign. And he was very, very upset that he came to me and said, somebody told me that you have destroyed this. We spent hours doing it. But because it was not only one pentagram, it was one with these train sleepers or whatever you call them. And next to it, they had put these cones, traffic cones, in a pentagram. And then a grill in the middle. Like a grill that you barbecue type of thing. And if you look at the elite, how they use the pentagram, and also sometimes the pentagram with a fire in the middle.
Yes.
It's like, I would say, what is this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely no way am I going to be part of it. Also, if you have aerial photos afterwards, if you have a crowd, bombs, smoke, casualties in the truth movement, and then a massive pentagram in the whole thing. Can you see that being spread all over the internet?
Most definitely.
Banning the whole truth movement. Anyway, so this guy came forward and he said, I'm really upset with you. And I say, okay. And I said, he said that they told me that you pulled this thing apart. And I said, I surely did. And he said, so I happened to do it. If it's a pentagram, no way. He said, it's not a pentagram, it's a star symbol. Okay. I said, the rest of the world sees a pentagram. Maybe you see a star symbol.
Yeah.
The location is so badly chosen for this day. And then he said that, no, but we know that the elite uses this symbol, and that's why we use exactly the same symbol, but as a light sign, coming from the light and in love. I said, listen, absolutely great philosophy if you understand it. Nobody else than you will understand it. So when it comes to helping you put it back together, sorry, I'm not your guy.
No.
I'm very sorry I caused you problems. I will not do it. Could you imagine me also if somebody took a photo? I'm there to give speeches and be some kind of front figure. And then I'm being part of putting together a pentagram. Could you imagine? Anyway, so yeah, he got upset. And then the lady came over and she was the one who held the workshop. And we had a long talk and ended up we hugged and she was not offended. Then he came back afterwards and said, we have decided that if we're not welcome, we will bring our stuff elsewhere. And we have decided that if you say that you do not want us here, then we will leave. He was quite hard, you know. And right. I said, in that case, I would love to see you somewhere else. And I wish you all the best and so on. So they took off.
Okay.
But the whole thing is you never know with these infiltrators. You know, they come in many shapes and forms. And I have no idea. I just feel that the position of a pentagram at that point, two pentagrams, one with a fire in the middle, and a possible false flag, that would be an absolute disaster.
Yeah, incredibly dangerous symbolism.
Incredibly dangerous. I mean, come on. Make a drawing of Mickey Mouse or something like that and have a workshop around that, but a pentagram of all, I mean, yeah. I couldn't, well, you could have a swastika. That would be sort of like the same type of magnitude of symbolism. Well, and they said, yeah, but that, we use that as well. Okay, fine by me, but please do not ask me to help you in any way. And he said, so if we put it back, will you pull it apart? I said, I can't promise, but I most probably will. And anyway, they left and we said bye-bye and waved and it's been a good day.
Excellent, excellent. I'm really pleased you've had a good day today, Ole.
So am I. Because the thing is, if it had been a setup for a false flag, the day would be tomorrow.
Right.
You know, so I really focused on it is not going to happen. You know, it is. We're going to defuse this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a beautiful event. You know, lots of nice people meeting each other, you know, feeling good, getting the whole feel-good thing so that people can come back home and start informing their friends and families instead of trying to push it down their throat, you know, with all this negative, dark things, you know, about these things. So good day, good day, good day.
Excellent. So how many days left do we have now?
We have got, it's Friday today, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
May, and I think they go home Monday or I don't know. I can hardly keep the days apart because it's so intense.
Yes. This is your first opportunity public speaking? Or
yeah.
Speaking out in an open area like that?
Yeah.
How did that feel?
So I was really tired because I just came from a four-hour interview with they were making a documentary that was about me and the whole connections between the JFK, Olof Palme. 4 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
So I came, I hadn't eaten, I hadn't had any water or anything. So I was quite tired and I had no idea what I'm going to speak about. It turned out that people have been waiting to hear me. So I felt, okay, if I promise to talk, I'll talk, okay? Because I said yes to a talk 4 o'clock today and 2 o'clock tomorrow. And that was the first time. So I started out and it ended with a group hug. So, I mean, what more can you ask for that? That was amazing.
Fantastic.
I think so too, because the thing is, this is so much bigger, in my opinion, than what it appears. I mean, okay, there were maybe 100, 200 people there, but when you stand at a place like this where you have people with such dark motives in the building just 50 meters from you, and then this group of people, it is almost like a clash of energies, you know, like the dark and the light meets, and where yesterday there was a fear mode and a feeling of desperation among, you know, like very tired people that have been looking into these things and not being understood by friends and families, and many of them have just recently woken up to what's going on and so on. So I just see my task, you know, go in there, aim the light, and just lift it. And so my whole intention was to just lift it, you know, so that people come empowered out from that with hope and positive feeling and letting go of all these thoughts of revenge or hate or whatever. And also to encourage the elite to get some balls and change side, become whistleblowers, be welcomed by the people as heroes instead of absolute cowards and war criminals, take their punishment, whatever that would be, but at least redeem themselves by exposing what they're part of, because it has to stop. It is, we're beyond the tipping point, in my point of view. The dragon is slain, it's just the tail is going all over the place, super desperate, trying to push down false flag operations on a weekly basis so that we will get totally confused and distracted. But it's not working anymore, at least not if I can have any say.
Good.
And so life is good.
Excellent. I'm really pleased, Ole. I'm glad it's gone well, and let's hope that it stays that way until Sunday or at least Monday.
I tell you, they won't be able to pull it off now, even if they tried, because now I went out on Friday evening when I came back home. I really felt, I do not like what's going on there. I really got an eerie feeling, the whole setup. So what I did was I spent half the night contacting about 15-20 radio station. I tried to get in touch with you as well.
Yeah.
Just getting the radio host to note the time, the date and the time, so that it's documented when I came forward with this information. I did not come forward with this information to spread fear or anything like that, or polish my own halo saying, well, what did I say? I was the one that knew before it happened. That was not the point. The point was to defuse it by exposing it, making it impossible for them to carry it out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, staying visible and staying public is really important, isn't it?
Yeah. And I have no idea if this was meant to be one, but I tell you, there was a lot of things that aimed in that direction. And I spoke to Chip Tatum, you know Chip Tatum, the former CIA operative and so, who's been part of false flag operation himself. I described the situation. He said, there's something absolutely wrong there. Get out. I said, I'm not getting out. I'm going to be there, but I'm going to expose and do everything I can to defuse it, you know. But what he also, he said, be aware of, you know, what could be sounds or parts of strange people, you know, packages, block, anything that could be like explosives, smoke bombs, whatever that would add to the whole thing.
Right.
So
as we saw with the Boston bombing.
Exactly. I mean, it's just to look back, study history once again. How do they pull it off? What do they do? Okay, look out for the signs and become aware of it. And then hopefully pre-expose so that they won't get away with it. It's like put the spotlight right on them saying, we see you. If you pull the trigger, we know. We already know what you're up to. So, I've been criticized here in Denmark by some people because they said that some people got afraid. I said the intention was not that, but what do you prefer, a bit of a frightened, scary feeling in your stomach or being blown to pieces? What do you prefer? I would say a ticklish feeling in the belly would be better than get your head blown off. So I'm sorry if I caused you some discomfort. But if I have been part of saving lives, I feel proud of myself.
Excellent. Yeah, you're so right, Ole. Thank you for taking the time to call me.
No, I'm most you're most welcome.
And I know that you've been incredibly busy and doing lots of interviews. I think you're somebody who needs to take a well-earned rest. And can we talk again tomorrow and after the events tomorrow?
Yeah, I tell you, I can't get online until in the evening, so
yes,
it would
fine.
Be maybe something similar like this.
Okay, yeah, that's absolutely fine. I'll make sure that I'm around as well. I will send you a message if I'm not going to be around for whatever reason.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
And if you could, if you record, I don't know if you record.
Yes, I have.
This
I've
or not,
recorded it.
But.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent, because I would be very happy if it could be spread out there. Since I was the one warning for a thing like that,
yeah.
I would be very happy if it could come out that nothing bad has happened.
Well, what I'm going to do is I've let the guys at Awake know that I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I will send the recording to them, and we will get it on air.
That's excellent. And, Alan... I'm just saying, if possible, if people want to sponsor what I'm trying to do,
yes.
Donations, my website is lightonconspiracies.com. Buy my book, sign up for my newsletter. Whatever, you know, what you think is peanuts can make a big difference in my life. Mm. I'm going to do what I'm doing anyway, but it's incredibly appreciated. So,
and I just want to let you know as well that... And I want this documented and recorded as well. I'm screen recording the computer that I'm using to record our conversation because the program that I'm using is acting oddly and is freezing.
This is standard, Alan. I have that.
It was working as normal, and now it's just started freezing. Now, when I tap the cursor, the timer and the recording advances.
I tell you, Alan, this is standard. It's more or less everyone I talk to have technical problems.
Oh, dear.
This whole thing—it's
so silly and so sad, really.
It's
if they want to hear what you're saying, then they just have to listen to Awake Radio.
I know. But it's like, okay, give them a break. I'm sorry, guys. It's a bit silly what you're doing. You might go home, hug your wife instead. I mean, this—it's.
Come
but
on,
it's
they sit in these offices in Cheltenham in that donut all day, all night, listening and being really bored. And yeah, like you say, go home, hug your wife and kids, and just enjoy the time you have with them.
Life is short, you know. Life is short. Inform yourself whose agenda you're serving, because you will be looked upon like the bad guys, you know. When this is over, you will be not. I mean. People do not look with mild eyes on whoever is cooperating with the so-called enemy. So I would suggest anyone, it goes from, we were talking about FEMA camps or MAPA, all of these things. I mean, it's everything from plumbers, electricians, you name it. People that install toilets in these places or the people who work at them. Whoever it is, wake up. You know, wake up. It is not okay what you're doing. There's no honor in it. There's no dignity. Maybe there's a good paycheck, but the price you will pay in the long run, it's not worth it.
And that money from that paycheck is so fleeting.
Yep. And it will not be good for you in the long run,
no.
I tell you. So I ask you once again from the bottom of my heart, inform yourself. There's so much information out there. There are no more excuses for, I didn't know. Well, it really is up to you to find out. So I'm not pointing any blaming fingers. I have been part of this as well. I hope I'm not anymore, but that I will bring a positive change to the whole thing. But it's time. It really is a high time for this to end. We are tired. We've had enough. Let's meet on the other side, have a party, and celebrate life instead of all this crap that is connected to death and destruction and all of this. It's enough. It is enough.
Ole Demogod, thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. And anytime you need me, I'm right here.
I really appreciate it.
You take care, my friend.
And you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.